probiotic.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or go to Facebook, just posted some things, uploaded some things here for you, some up-and-coming events and the such stuff. We'll get that in just a second. But again, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or go to Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E, two different pages, one fan page, one personal page. And if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, please do. That is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Friends, phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Steph?
Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
I like that. Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
And speaking of brains being in someone else's head, we've got some good responses coming our way. One is from the Church Militant article that you wrote. This individual, Raul, said, Bradley, the way I put it for some years now is this. When was the last time you heard Onward Christian Soldiers or the Battle Hymn of the Republic sung in church? The former, if you're old enough to remember, was a staple of vacation Bible school for us kids. It's a great point about the Church Militant. These kids from back way back when, they remember these militant songs and about militant Christianity. And kids nowadays are talking about the archy-archy, you know, without the militancy to go along with it. Of course, you have to learn about Noah's Ark, but we're called to be an aggressive Christianity, a church, as Catherine Booth talks about. But another one here, Jason, about the Sons of Liberty radio program, says, your broadcast is my favorite part of the day. Really looking forward to Liberty Week in North Carolina. God bless. So we are looking forward to it, too. Jason, excited to see you there.
Just posted that on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook.
Awesome. And then also some more comments from the Church Militant article. You can find it on WND, that's WorldNet Daily. East/West 889 says, terrific article. Truth be told. Another person commented and said, it has been a war since God breathed his spirit into Adam. Onward Christian Soldiers, good article. And the final one that I grabbed here was, I have the audacity to count myself among the Church Militant. Many others here that post regularly will consider themselves militant as well. I have long enjoyed the hymn Onward Christian Soldiers, having been one and remaining one today. Join the fray, my brothers and sisters. Pray and get involved as best you can, for Satan and his forces are on the move and advancing on our positions daily. Stand up for the Lord now that Christ may stand up for us later.
Cool. We will be on October 3rd at 7 p.m. at Richmond High School in Rockingham, North Carolina. That will be one event. We'll be there with Ernie Walters, Stephanie Joy, Jake the other guy, and Moi. That would be me. Or Mui. What do you like better, Moi?
I like Moi.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Okay, so we're getting straight. Mui. You like Mui better?
No, Moi.
Moi. Okay, Moi. Also be speaking out at the Tea Party of Greater Gaston County. And that will be September 26th at 6:30. That will be in Gastonia, North Carolina as well. And then, honey, we got colleges. Wife, I'm sorry.
Yep.
We got colleges, high schools.
Yep, church events.
Arena events. Church events and such. Okay, cool. And then outside of that, we'll also be doing another stop on our tour schedule this fall. It will be the 27th and 28th, which will be, by the way, friends, if you'd like to win a free drum set from Sonar, you can go ahead and go to Sons of Liberty Radio. And I would give you the best advice that I can give you, and it is this. Your chances are probably really high that you'll win this drum set. There's probably only a couple thousand people that have actually signed up in this drawing thus far. But if you go to Sons of Liberty Radio, there's a Sonar drum set. Go ahead and sign up, and let's see what your chances are that you'll win that drum set. Go ahead.
And even parents, you know, if you've got kids that are interested, they're drummers, they're musicians, well, get them on the right track with their gift to use it for the Lord, showing them the other side. They don't have to go towards the secular. All that garbage.
Garbage?
That's right. It's plain old garbage.
Okay, so we will be out at Truth to a New Generation 2013. That will be the 27th and 28th. I will be there the 28th. I'm sorry. I will be doing a drum clinic. And I will also be a speaker on two different panels. Again, that will be the 27th and 28th out at Charlotte, North Carolina. Lots of stuff going on the East
Coast. That'll be exciting.
Yeah, it will be.
Have a chance for some kids to come. They can get drum pads.
Young
and
people.
Yeah.
And those older kids, too, that never grew up from the 80s.
That's true.
You know, those burnt hippies from
the
70s.
They'll have their mullets and they'll be walking.
Some, I think that was more in the 90s than it was in the 80s, or maybe it was the early 80s. Maybe I just missed that window of opportunity to actually have my own mullet.
Yes, that's true. But, yeah, that'll be exciting. Truth for a New Generation. I think that'll be great because you're doing a drum clinic, which you normally don't do when you speak, but this is an exciting opportunity for people to see the drumming side of Bradley Dean.
Yeah, which is junkyardprofit.com,
right.
junkyardprofit.com. We've got videos out there which have reached 444 million potential households. We also had one that ranked number 3 with JCTV on a nationwide basis. You can check that out. Again, junkyardprofit.com. Giving you a lot of information, but friends, we're really busy because we're really serious and we're really vigilant about, you know, maintaining the freedoms in which we have. I'm actually trying to go to my post on Sons of Liberty right now. But Steph, in the meantime, just let's roll back just a little bit, talking about Onwards
Christian Soldier.
Yeah. What are the lyrics? I'm just curious because we caught this on Little House on the Prairie not too long ago. And when we caught it, I read the lyrics on the radio live. And it was second to none. It was old time gospel. It was law to grace. It was these people really understood what they were saying. And there was no shadow of a doubt in my mind that they knew what they were saying to come up with some lyrics in such a fashion. But go ahead.
Yeah, they're great. We've got, Onward Christian Soldiers Marching As to War with the Cross of Jesus going on before. Christ, the Royal Master, leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banners go. And then, of course, the chorus is Onward Christian Soldiers Marching As to War with the Cross of Jesus going on before. That's right.
To war.
To war.
Okay.
At the sign of triumph. Satan's host doth flee. On then, Christian soldiers, on to victory. Hell's foundation quiver at the shout of praise. Brothers, lift your voices, loud your anthems raise. Then this is a good one. I like this one. Like a mighty army moves the church of God. Brothers, we are treading where the saints have trod. We are not divided, all one body. We, one in hope and doctrine, one in charity.
Folks, we don't need new politics. We need revival. We need to see the God of heaven show himself strong on the behalf of his church. And it's time that we stand up, because he promised, no, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Friends, go to Sons of Liberty Radio. Just posted that drum set. Go ahead and give it a shake. You just might be the one to win that Sonar drum kit. Got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I just got my War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation. There is so much untruth out there that has been engineered onto our nation, and Bradley uncovers the lies and makes it easy to understand.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. In April of 2011, for the first time in American history, Obama urges passage of a non-discrimination law that does not contain hiring protections for religious groups, forcing religious organizations to hire according to federal mandates without regard to the dictates of their own faith, thus eliminating conscious protection in hiring. We'd like to help you understand why this anti-biblical an anti-Christian movement is taking place in our federal government by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to receive your free subscription.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, live radio, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'm reiterating the fact that I am live again, going to the resources that we have. 12 dead in Navy Yard shooting. Obamacare will question your sex life. Poll, confusion reigns. God promised confusion to a disobedient people. Deuteronomy 28. Porn industry to resume filming after HIV findings. North Dakota sets oil gas productions high. Russian shot in quarrel over Kant's philosophy. Follow lead to Twitter stake. Del Blasio wins Dem nomination in New York City. Then it has sports. Okay, I'm going to go over to a different outlet really quick, just to kind of let you know with what sort of information you're being oppressed with today. Hopelessness, oppression. Again, we're looking at a shooting. 12 shot dead in D.C. Interesting stuff, guys. Folks, it's just negative news, oppressive news, vanity, all is vanity. What is the whole of the matter, friends? We're to fear God and keep His commandments. That is the whole of the matter. This is not difficult. Wow. They're going to go after the guns again, friends, after the shooting, rest assured. I'm going over to some more headlines right now. Just hold up with me. Just want to let you know I'm on live radio. Texas state troopers openly defy law to kill Second Amendment. see how that works out for you over there. We've seen what just took place in Colorado. Navy Yard shooting distracts. France fuels Syria war machine. Stuff for the military complex, friends. Right on time, gun control advocates blame AR-15s at the Navy Yard shooting. Again, they're going to go right for the guns. Nothing new under the sun. Same thing Hitler did. Folks, I'm just trying to always prove the point that this stuff gets really old. Really old. And we're seeing history repeat itself again and again and again and again. And I'm always trying to bring about a positive through the negative. I'm always trying to bring hope through oppression. But the only way I can do that is use the word of God. I can't get away from that. Some time back, we had talked about Martin Niemöller, or Niemöller, however you want to pronounce it. He said, first they came for the communists, and I did not speak out, but I was not a communist because I was not a communist. Then came for the socialists, and then I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not Jew. Then they came for me, and there was none left to speak out for me. Folks, can you imagine a world in which the Holocaust never occurred, or a world war, or a war that never took place? Can you imagine all the lives that would have been saved, families that would never have been bereaved of their children, and the millions of men, women, and children whose lives could have been spared if people would have taken heed to the trumpet, the sounds of warning? See, if they did, the people could have stopped the destruction before it took place. Case in point, no one ever expected the Holocaust to happen. And who could imagine that such an evil embodied through Hitler and his regime could have ever taken place? I want you to do the parallel here, because people say, well, what were the warning signs of Germany? And was there warning signs? Yes, there was. The German people were told, and then they told the Jewish people, that they couldn't swim in their swimming pools, but no one protested too strongly. Then they said they couldn't attend to their schools. No problem, said the Jewish people. We'll make our own schools. Are you seeing the parallel here, friends? Little by little, their rights were stripped from them and taken away through deceptive measures, but no one ever imagined the horror that awaited them because they tolerated the beginning trickles of injustice that left the governmental power unchecked, which ended up billowing into one of the most tragic events in history. Everything that Hitler did looked like law, smelt like law, even had the color of law, but guess what, friends? It was not law. And what is it that we have learned from looking back and studying the past? Remember what John Adams, the second president of the United States, stated? He said, fear is the foundation of most governments, but it is so sordid and brutal a passion and renders men in whose breasts it predominates so stupid and miserable that Americans will not be likely to approve of any political institution which is founded upon it. Is America walking contrary to John Adams' statement? You decide. That's what this is about. Today, those who stand for the Constitution, the sanctity of life, and the traditional values of morality and country, and our country is founded upon, are now labeled as American haters. By who? Less than 1% of the population, that's who. Remember what Vladimir Lenin said? The rebel, the devil himself? The revolutionary, the first leader of the Soviet Union? He said, we can and must write in language which sows among the masses hate, revulsion, and scorn towards those who disagree with us. Trotsky did the same thing, case in point. Matter of fact, the word racist was birthed through that devil. Trotsky said that racism was a word that was used to browbeat dissenters. So when you're seeing these words, you need to know where they were extracted from, where they were contrived from, where they were birthed, and who they were birthed out of. Vladimir Lenin, his revolutionary buddy Trotsky. Folks, we see it in trickles now, but left unchecked by the silent majority who sits back and does nothing, but we're seeing that's changing as well, praise God. What will be your fate, America? Because we know when we study history that history tends to repeat itself unless we stand up and do something to stop it. Because knowing what you stand for limits what you fall for. Noah Webster again rightly said that all miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts, that which God entrusted you with, friends, contained in the Bible. Noah Webster. Webster's 1828 dictionary, the author. You know, the guy that taught millions to read and not one to sin? Yep. Folks, I'm going to take a quick break, and when I come back, I'm going to talk about who brought the Nazis to power and who started the wars. I'm going to give you a little history, and I'm going to show you that those that were amongst them that were decrying the wars were the very ones, in fact, creating the wars. Karl Dönitz, German admiral and would-be Führer after Hitler, said this. He said, politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes that were committed against, well, the Jewish people. Well, against 6 million of their own people, that most people, when they talk about Hitler's regime, they fail to remind or to teach the people that Hitler killed 6 million of his own people before he killed 6 million Jews and dissidents and gypsies and those that didn't agree with his political ideology. Politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. Friends, it's time to wake up and see what's going on in your country. We see Syria. We see this little charade going on between Obama, and we see Putin as if to say that they're at odds with one another. Friends, there's nothing new under the sun. Go back to World War II. Here we have Stalin, we have Churchill, and who's right in the center of it? The President of the United States, Roosevelt. By the way, for those that did not know history, you might want to take a look at the fact that back in the turn of the during the turn of the century, there was something called the League of Nations. And the president at that time, Woodrow Wilson, failed in his attempt to bring out something called the UN, United Nations, out of World War I. So guess what happened? It came out of World War II. So, in saying that, let's do a little history. You know where you came from, then you're going to know where you're going. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-877-807-9977.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp you
VitaminUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Young Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The Sons of Liberty. Thank you for the response on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Getting your responses again. You guys are awesome out there. Got you guys signing up for the drum set. It's a Sonar, brand new. It's a drum set that is second to none, friends. It's a Sonar. Got cymbals. It's got everything that goes along with it. Sonar is just second to none, literally, along with Gretsch and others. I mean, you just doesn't get any better, you know? And if you'd like to throw your hat in, go to Sons of Liberty Radio. It's right on top. Just posted it. And let's see who ends up with that drum set. Right before the break, we were talking about politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. Remember, Hitler got into power, and if you remember right, Hindenburg didn't want Hitler in power. Matter of fact, even let me go back a little bit further than that. Remember when Hitler first came on the scene? I wasn't there, of course, but I did my due diligence and found out that most people just didn't take him seriously. They thought he was a big joke. Here's this little skinny murderer who served time in prison for killing someone. And he's got this little, you know, mustache just stuck out like a sore thumb and the sense of that's actually the defining and the definition of the word wow, hideous, man. I mean, just really. But I remember seeing the videos on this, and just when he would come out, people just look at him and they just thought he was a joke. But see, what happened is Hitler moved in with less than 3% of the population, 80 million people in Germany at the time, and he pushed everybody out of his way. And if they didn't get out of the way, well, he just had them murdered like any other dictator would. And once he got into power, he started to kill off his political opposition. And once he got into the position that he wanted to be in, guess what he did? He started to create wars. He started to tell his people in Germany who his political opposition were, but that's not how he sold it. So what he had to do is he had to attack his own Reichstag, and once he attacked his own Reichstag, nobody believed that he would attack his own Reichstag. And then what did he do? He blamed it on the Poles. And guess what the people in Germany did? They responded and said, well, we have to respond. We were attacked. And this sounds a lot. Man, this sounds really familiar, friends. Even if you go to, let me go off onto another little tangent here. I remember going to the USS Arizona in Hawaii. And I remember there was a lot of people during World War II that were very suspicious of Roosevelt. You know, disarming the airplanes, disarming a retaliation against Japan. So there's a lot of speculation around that, but look what came out of World War II was the United Nations. And if you remember right, friends, it was that criminal, Roosevelt, who had said to the American people that the boys in America, that they would never put their feet on foreign soil. Yet 405,399 men and women fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution to give that criminal the right to be there in the first place. But what did that criminal do? Well, that's up for debate. But I can see, I, without a shadow of a doubt, we can see the fruit of what took place there. Now back to my point. Carol Dönitz, German admiral, said politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. On November 20th, 1944, the Nuremberg trials began, bringing Hitler's Nazi criminals to justice. And by this time, several countries were destroyed and 50 million people, that's 2.5% of the world's population, lost their lives because Hitler was not contained. That's including 12 million Jews, German dissidents, political opposition, intellectuals, and others who were exterminated in Nazi concentration camps. The world watched in horror as the courtroom filled with Nazi criminals who played video footage of famished men, women, and children who were mercilessly shot, starved, and or tortured, and then thrown carelessly into mass graves, all because they did not fall into line with the ideology of an Adolf Hitler. New World Order jokers, by the way, friends. During the opening of the court proceedings, it is important to note that the prosecutor said, firstly, the laws of God and man have been violated, and the guilty must not go unpunished. By the way, watching those Nuremberg trials, it's interesting as to look at the faces of those that committed the crimes. They didn't take responsibility. They blamed others. They weren't sorry for their crimes against humanity. They wanted another opportunity to get out there and do it all over again. Folks, when you read Scripture, there's a difference between mercy, law, and judgment. And when we pray the prayers of David, there's a way to pray for those that have no knowledge between good and evil. And there's a way to pray concerning those that know exactly what they do. Those would be called the wicked. And you have the church in America looking at this administration for what it is, the crimes that they have committed, the truth that they tell not. And you have the church in America rolling over in the face of this criminal administration in America today. And they're praying that God blesses Adolf Hitler, Barack Hussein Obama. We're to bless those that persecute us. But did it say anything about those in power that actually advocate the murder of babies and advocate homosexuality and advocate other crimes against humanity? No. No. Study out the prayers of David, friends, and see how David prayed. And see how he did pray. Because the sure mercies of David are bestowed upon the church of Jesus Christ today. Order to right and sure in all things. That's why we're to study out the book of Psalms. We're to learn how to pray as the Lord prayed. So during the opening of the court proceedings, it's important to note that the prosecutor said the laws of God and man have been violated and the guilty must not go unpunished. You know, but I say this, prevention is better than cure. Just imagine if the Nuremberg trials per se would have taken place at the first unconstitutional acts of Hitler's wicked regime. See, they didn't take him serious. They encouraged Adolf Hitler by allotting him more room to commit more crimes against the people of Germany. Hitler could have easily been stopped in the 1920s with the relative ease by the German people who still had the freedom to do the right thing, and they did it not. But friends, you still do have the right. You still do have the time to do the right thing. Instead, in Germany, they acted as if Hitler had nothing to do with their personal lives. Friends, as no one took Mussolini, Mao Zedong, or Stalin seriously at first, many fellow Germans thought Hitler was an average run-of-the-mill wacko who posed no threat, as I talked about earlier. And horrifically, they were dead wrong. One of Hitler's first moves when he rose to power was to attack his own Reichstag, as I talked about earlier, only to blame it on his political opposition. He then proceeded to eradicate the constitution of Germany in only 6 years. By the way, after he attacked his own Reichstag, they came up with something called fatherland security. You have something called homeland security. Hitler no longer abided by the law, but instead promulgated his agenda by force. Where was the 80 million people in Germany to stand up against this monster? Question mark. As Karl Deunitz blurted out, it was the politicians and the people who were responsible for bringing the Nazis to power. Inaction, apathy brought the Nazis to power. And on a daily basis, the crimes of Hitler and his regime were evident. So obvious were the atrocities that after the church, the Germans were wiping the ashes of the incinerated victims off their cars. As well, friends, Hitler's youth was the church youth groups in Germany. Remember he put on their belts, God be with us or God with us? Friends, the people in Germany and their lack of action turned them from victims to accomplices. And what does this have to do with America today? Everything. It's clear to see that over the last four administrations, America's government is emulating many similarities. Likewise, setting itself at war with God, abusing power, and trampling the God-given constitution in which we have in this country. So I ask, where are the 312 million Americans to stand up and magnify the laws of our republic? Have Americans today forgotten the price of their blood-bought freedoms, paid for by hundreds of thousands of veterans who laid down their lives, fortunes, and sacred honors, as did our forefathers? In the 1800s, after much bloodshed through the Civil War, President Andrew Johnson, made one wrong move, causing him to be tried for impeachment. Johnson simply removed the Secretary of War from office without consent of Congress, the voice of the people. At that time, Americans were so jealous over their liberties that they would not tolerate the least of offense or offenses. So, friends, I say it would do us well to follow in our forefathers' footsteps, lest we, like Germany, become accomplices to America's overthrow through our apathy and our lack of repentance to our God. And, of course, to our own demise. As it says on the Supreme Court building, justice is the guardian of liberty, right under Moses holding the Ten Commandments. We must follow the preamble of our Constitution and establish justice, read Isaiah 51, in order to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Simply put, I say again, prevention is better than cure. Interestingly enough, friends, Time magazine merited the murderous dictator Adolf Hitler, Man of the Year in 1938, Joseph Stalin, Time Life's Man of the Year, 1939 and 1942. These men were responsible for committing heinous crimes against their own people. Man of the Year by Time Life magazine. Friends, check out the video, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Wow, flying time. Time flies, friends, when you are having fun. We're in a situation in this country right now, friends, where we need to stand up. We're in a situation in this country right now, friends, where we cannot be deceived. We're in perilous times right now, friends, and we need to grab the broom and sweep off the dust from the Constitution and, firstly, the Bible. And I remember Charles Spurgeon rightly said that he looks at most people's Bibles in their homes and he can write in damnation because there's so much dust on the top of their Bibles. Interesting. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. And folks, we got to tell it the way it is. We got to get rid of the corruption in which we have. We need to confront it. We need to deal with it. And the only way to do that is get in the face of it. I mean, we have a country right now that is more afraid of their enemies than they are their God. And I'm talking about an awful position, awful, you know, a reverence towards God, a reverential fear, a filial fear. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was right when he said, those that fear the face of God don't fear the face of man. We shouldn't be fearing our enemy. We should be dealing with our enemies lawfully. And folks, when I'm talking about dealing with our enemies, I'm talking about a righteous indignation. I'm not talking about unrighteousness. I'm talking about lawfulness, not unlawfulness. I'm not talking about advocating something through a bunch of outlaws. No, we've got enough of that going on in this administration right now. We need to stand up and deal with crime in our country. And that way, we will know peace. We will have righteousness. You know, if you look at a cop's car, well, at least they used to be around in the 80s and the 90s. I don't know that I've seen one in a long time, but it says peace officer. Well, what does the peace officer do? He enforces the laws of the land against crime. And why does he do that? To establish righteousness. And why would he do that? Because he loves his government and he loves his country. And here we are. Folks, I want to make a little clarity as to the character of Jesus the Christ, the risen Christ. Because we know, again, in Proverbs 27, 5 and 6, it says, open rebuke is better than secret love, and faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Again, here's the Prince of Preachers, Charles Spurgeon, who rightly said, hold on you then, dear friends, to the words of Christ, even though you do not always understand them. He goes on, I must also remind you that every word of threatening that Jesus Christ has spoken is true. Oh, that we could have seen his face and heard the very tones of his voice. There must have been some inexpressible sweetness and an ineffable tenderness about the speech of Jesus Christ. All those who heard him speak knew that he loved them, and the publicans and the sinners, the poor offcasts, those who were scouted by everybody else, drew near to Christ because they felt that their sympathy towards them in their great heart of his. Yet, did you ever notice? You must have noticed, said Spurgeon, that never a man spake such terrible threatenings to the ungodly as this man spake. It was Jesus who spoke of the worm that never dies and of the fire that shall never be quenched. It was Jesus who spoke of destroying both body and soul in hell. It was he who said many of the most terrible things about the future punishment that ever were uttered. And such is the parable of the rich man who died and was buried, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his own bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in the water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Friends, listen carefully. When you hear men soften down the threatenings of the Scriptures, do not believe that love suggests such a course of action. It is often the proof of true love that it can speak harsh things. If a man comes and tells you very pleasant things about yourself, beware of him. Know that one by experience. Because he's not your friend. But the man who can warn you, who can point out your fault and folly, who can run the risk of losing your esteem by indicating your danger, that is the one who has a sincere affection for you, and a wise man will choose such a friend as that. Whatever anyone might think or say, there is not a terrible word that fell from the Savior's lips which will not be affected by your likes or dislikes. He that believeth not shall be damned. Some may say this is a hard saying, but let me tell you something. It is true, however, or Christ would not have said it. It must have been some sort of mental crucifixion to speak as he spake, as he did about the terrors of the world to come, and be sure that you are not less awful than he described, not less horrible than he depicted them. So whatever may say by toning down his threatenings, reject their falsehoods, for heaven and earth shall pass away, but the words of Christ shall not pass away. Friends, know who your friends are. You know, oftentimes me and my wife do, and my boys, we watch the making of Marines, making of the Navy SEALs, because really when you begin to look at the methodology of the military, you know, George Washington rightly said that the soul of an army is discipline. I love discipline. And I love discipline in such a way that it perfects that which concerneth me for his sake. And that's what discipline is about. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. There be few that find it. And he's talking about going into heaven. It's a total discipline. David used to, and so did Paul. He used to chastise his soul with fastings and prayer. He used to put his flesh down continuously so he might go in. And it's the same thing in the military. As a matter of fact, I just most recently watched a making of the Marines, and it's interesting that when they first get off the bus, you know what they do? The first thing that they do is they take those boys off the bus and those girls off the bus. Well, they got them broken up. But what they do is they tell them to go step in these yellow footprints when they get off the bus, and they say that hundreds of thousands have gone before you. So the footprints that you're standing in, many died to give you the opportunity to serve your country. Scripture tells us we're to live unto him who died for us. Yep. And when we look at it through proper perspective and with spiritual eyes, here in his love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be a propitiation, a sacrifice, an appeasement for our sins. That's the first thing they tell those young people when they get off the bus. Go put your feet in those yellow footprints. And then they tell them many. They tell them that many died, giving them the opportunity to be there. But the first thing they do is what happens? They get their heads shaved. They get all the same gear, BDUs. They all get their, you know, staff sergeant to get in their face. And what is that staff sergeant doing? He's breaking them down, isn't he? I must decrease that he might increase. That staff sergeant is there to break him down and break him down and break him down for what? Remember scripture says iron sharpens iron? Yeah. Remember Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent? Yeah, we've all heard that, right? Yep, we sure have. Or let me take it this way. Let me say I want to create a champion. Let's just go to a boxer, for example. If your coach or trainer wants you to be the best athlete that he can make you, will he, A, buy you a sofa, get you a six-pack of pop, lay a bunch of fattening foods in front of your face and say to you, relax, you can beat them all, you have nothing to worry about? Or B, will he tell you to get up every morning at 5 a.m., bring you to the gym, put weights of resistance against your body, pressure against your arms, and tell you to run, run, and run some more? Matter of fact, if that coach is faithful to you, that friend is faithful to you, he will even look for the strongest opponent that he can put up against you, of course, only to improve your skills and make you stronger for the fights ahead. I mean, just think of David. Saul was sitting there with the army of Israel watching Goliath defy the armies of the living God. And here comes little David, who is tending the sheep to feed the troops, and comes out and sees Goliath defying the armies of the living God. He walks up to Saul and says, hey, listen, I'll take this guy down. I'll do it by the Spirit of God. See, because God trained me up tending sheep. I took out the bear and the lion. And now I'm going to come out and I'm going to take off Goliath's head. As a matter of fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to use five smooth stones. And I'm going to take out Goliath, and I'm going to take Goliath's sword, and then I'm going to take Goliath's head off with his own sword. And then I'm going to stand on his body, and then the Philistines are going to run, because I'm not going to stand back and allow them to defy the armies of the living God anymore. But you see Saul standing over there with the army, watching little David, who was a buddy youth, by the way. And what did he do? He won the day, didn't he, friends? And how did he do it? Because God was raising him up out in the back fields. As he took out a bear and a lion, and then he took out Goliath. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18, talking 23. See ya.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.